Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here, put on the new person. So we thank you, God, as we do the righteousness and true hope. There is a true hope. That's what told us to separated from sin, the way that the world works. But finally, the coming to a true place, we are being separated from it's good that you're willing to put things out of your life and keep yourself in a place where God sends you. That's what commandments of God are. They're necessary. It's necessary for you to put some commandments of righteousness in your life, to put some restraint on sin. In this world, there is no restraint. Everything goes. It depends on the situation. When you start defining what's lawful, it depends on how it's going to come about. But it's not always a truth. You've got to be a truth in the they wanted to condemn us, but God wanted us to be able to do it. But Jesus created us to be able to do it. So God reason God created this world. Everybody does. I'm not going to be able to do that. Thank you. This is what this scripture is saying. I said in my heart, they said, if God said, what's the life of Abraham? For there's a time there for every person to take a place. He said, I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. But they're animals. Without God, you can be human. And they differ from them, or they disappoint them. But they don't manifest them. God don't do it. You're not going to follow my will. we're not going to do what our Creator is going to do to us. Our lives is to be saved because you have corrupted us. You can do your own glory. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank you.
Thank you.